This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Problem, reaction, solution was defined by the philosopher Hegel more than 200 years ago, but he didn't invent it. He just quantified it into philosophy. That's why we see so many episodes of The Simpsons from decades ago, this one from 1993, coming true today.
I'd like to call to order this secret conclave of America's media empires. We're here to come up with the next phony baloney crisis to put Americans back where they belong, in dark rooms glued to their televisions too terrified to skip the commercials.
Well, I think...
NBC, you are here to listen and not speak. I think we should go with a good old-fashioned public health scare.
A new disease. No one's immune. It's like the summer of the shark, except instead of a shark, it's an epidemic. And instead of summer, it's all the time.
Now, I hate to be the guy who derails what everybody else loves.
He loves being that guy.
But, Janice, we do have standards. This can't be a made-up disease. The only moral thing to do is release a deadly virus into the general public.
We do have something we've been holding on to, but it hasn't been tested. Get over here, NBC.
Well, we certainly believe in testing, but I... Oh. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
So, we've got our deadly disease. Now, we just have to blame it on something that's in every household, something that people are a little bit afraid of already. House cat flu is coming, people. The Center for Disease Disinformation predicts with some degree of probability that the house cat flu might spread in the following hypothetical outbreak pattern. So, petter beware, that warm body on your lap just might be ready to destroy your tender fiddles. Springfielders are advised to stay tuned for more information if they experience any of the following symptoms. Mild thirst, occasional hunger, tiredness at night.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this Thursday, April 23rd transmission. There's so many huge things to cover, as usual, but it's more intense than ever. The quickening works that way, that I am at a loss for words yet again of where to start. You know, I've been aware of something for a very long, long time. And I've talked about it some. I've done my duty and talked about it. And I've turned down a lot of money from folks that have come along to sell out to them. But, you know, not selling out yourself is one thing, but if you don't expose other people that have sold out, aren't you kind of selling out yourself in a way? Because the only thing I've got is my integrity. But that's another issue. This is so big, and it ties into everything, and it's like a Rosetta Stone, a skeleton key, a window into the universe. And I was sitting here right before I went live just a few months ago with all these huge things I was going to cover. And then I thought to myself, why don't you talk about this? Why don't you talk about this? And what is this? Well, this is a key that opens the door that frees America and the world. And there are many doors this key opens as well. And it's not that I'm scared to cover this topic. It's just that if I just come out and put it out there, mixed in with all the other big things we're talking about, it gets lost in the shuffle, doesn't it? They always say if a tree fell in the woods and nobody was there to hear it, would it make a sound? How about you're in the forest and all the trees are falling down? And it's just a din, a cacophony, and you don't hear that one important note, though. The Tree of Liberty is dying. Let me just say this. I am certainly not bored. This is the most incredible time ever to be alive. It's just going to get wilder from here. This adventure is real. This is not a simulation. And it's just going to get more amazing from here on out. I'm going to launch in 60 seconds when we come back. I'm going to lay it all out. Straight ahead. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars can now offer high-quality, affordable food again. Other manufacturers were sold out 8 weeks ago, and they told people they had food. Most folks never were delivered their food. Well, when our sponsors' food began to run short, they just suspended sales till they opened more factories and secured more food. So to get your orders in right now, they can take new orders and get it to you quickly. They'll probably have to suspend orders very, very soon again because the lockdown of the economy is killing food distribution, farming, you name it, and now it's mainstream news that food shortages and delivery are already starting to happen. If Trump could turn the economy back on and wrest control of our system away from the globalists, things may be okay, but it looks like it's going to get very, very rough. So again, ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to secure the number one thing you need, high-quality, affordable food, ready to get to you and your family now. To get your orders in, InfoWarsStore.com.
Another time in the age of wonder. Another world. Another time. His Bible was green and good. Until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live on this April 23rd, Thursday, global transmission with 193 out from the election that looks like they're going to probably cancel. And we have a lot of big irons in the fire that are all caused by the same thing. And so here's a headline that really gave me an epiphany. London Guardian, coronavirus pandemic will cause famine of biblical proportions between 30 and 100 million set to starve to death in the next 18 months. Now, that's an incredibly deceptive headline. The coronavirus lockdown. LOCKDOWNE. Coronavirus lock. D-O-W-N. Public school educated. Coronavirus lockdown will cause famine of biblical proportions. Think about that. And think about the Attorney General coming out and saying this is a form of house arrest. House arrest. And now San Francisco is closing many of its major streets. This is another condition of martial law to train you to accept all of this evil. What is a lockdown? Got the definition right here. What happens when you're in a prison? And it's when you've had your commons time and you've been able to go outside in a minimum or medium security prison. And the lockdown is when you're put back inside your jail cells for night. Lockdown, LOCKDOWN. And it goes down, down, down. The confining of prisoners to their cells, typically after an escape or a regain control of a riot, a state of isolation or restricted access initiated as a security measure, the university is on lockdown and nobody has been able to leave. It's called martial law. It's called the definition of a blockade. It's a form of war. Blockade. The isolation of a warring nation of an enemy area to the harbor by troops or warships to prevent passage of persons or supplies broadly as restrictive measures designed to obstruct the commerce and communications of an unfriendly nation. Let me just tell you what's coming up today during this lockdown. Lockdown. We have the leader of the Senate coming out that controls the purse strings saying, we know the left wants to bankrupt the country to bring in total control and that they all want bailouts that they'll steal. Hell, Bezos has already gotten $30 billion. The taxpayer money, because, you know, he needs it on top of the $160 billion he's got. But if you want to keep the country locked down and you cause the total depression that's already here, how deep and bad it gets and how long is now being determined, but we're in it now. He said, if you want that, you're going to just have to declare bankruptcy. Because we told you, you were in charge of this, and you just say, we're never opening again, and already your pension funds are going bad, and already you're falling apart, and all the rest of this is happening. So we're going to cover that. And we're going to cover the United Nations and the really big news, and my message to the president, that tens of millions of people are starving to death and starting to die right now because of this. But it's not fashionable. It's not cool. It's not heroic to care about them. It's more important to salivate over every COVID-19 death, even if it's a 90-year-old person with heart failure, or just have convulsions of glee and orgasms over somebody that dies in a car wreck but tests positive for COVID-19, and just fetishizing the death and arguing with those of us that say this is a psyop to make us go into a depression. That's all admitted. But none of those telling you that this virus is the most deadly thing to ever hit the planet and that we can never leave lockdown, none of them will discuss the mass starvation and death that's now unfolding, including the Pope, because the microchip and the forced inoculation, that's all gravy for Bill Gates. But currently, the shutdown, the lockdown, is putting the world into a cardiac arrest. 185,000 people have died supposedly from this virus. The tests as the regular flu virus or the regular cold virus. Yeah, the flu is also making false positives. So clearly there's an agenda to overblow the numbers, and we know from the start they said 5 million dead unless you do what we say, then only 2 million will die in America. And then it was, 2 million, but if you do what we say, only 100,000. And now it's 2,659,000 worldwide, we're told, with these faulty tests created by an American woman named Danielle Anderson that works at the Wuhan lab, who also runs fact-checking for Facebook on the COVID-19 story. It's not a conflict of interest. And as the numbers go up, as the testing increases, we learn it's a very small morbidity number. But still, when you talk about the people go, oh, you don't care about the thousands dying every day in America? Like thousands die of car wrecks, thousands die of heart attacks, thousands die of cancer, thousands die of flu. It is a psyop, the way they're fear-mongering, and it's come out it's a psyop. And that's really the big news I'm going to hit. That now what's left of the American government, the American people, understand this is a deep state Chi-Com operation to create fear. And it's coming out what was already known, that this has been financed and this has been paid for and this has been prepared by the globalist using China as a cutout to cover the funding to create total, absolute fear. And now it's even in the New York Times, of all places, what I told you months ago, the communist Chinese are paying for the hype, saying it's the most deadly virus on earth. Obviously, they staged most of those videos that were fake. Obviously, they pushed all that fear, and now it's come out. to devastate our economy. That's how they tried to defeat us when we won the trade war. And the question is, will they defeat us? That fight is ongoing right now. But here's the headline. Chinese agents helped spread messages that sowed virus panic in the United States, the CIA says. Well, I watched Twitter and Facebook and Google push official Chinese government propaganda while Americans were banned everywhere, and while videos of Alex Jones and Rush Limbaugh saying it was being overhyped were being banned, saying you're not the WHO, you don't have speech, dirty American. The UN on the payroll of the Chi-Coms helping cover up the lab release, they have speech, you don't. And the head of YouTube went on Brian Stelter's show, Unreliable Sources, this weekend, and said, anyone disagreeing with the United Nations will be banned. So just like that, the UN, through big tech overseers, tells Americans what they can and can't say. Wow. That's even worse than I thought it would be at this point. They're just walking all over us because we put up with it, but not for much longer.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day, we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Maelstrom, meat shortages. Bloomberg is reporting hundreds of National Guard personnel are being activated in Iowa as coronavirus sweeps through meat processing plants in a state that accounts for about a third of U.S. pork supply. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds said 250 National Guard members have been moved to full-time federal duty status and could help with testing and contact tracing for workers at plants operated by Tyson Foods Incorporated and National Beef Packing Company, as the meat packing plants affected are stacking up nationwide.
Coronavirus cases in Iowa's Black Hawk County have doubled in recent days to 356. And public health officials say 90% trace back to employees at this Tyson meat packing plant. Their outbreak is not an isolated case. CBS News has confirmed COVID cases in at least 17 meat processing plants in 10 states, 13 of which have temporarily closed or operating at reduced capacity.
Back in 2013, when President Obama was re-engineering U.S.-China relations to reflect the emerging Chinese century, Obama made statements like the one published by the left-leaning think tank Brookings Institution, stating, "Obama understands that leadership comes with a price, and thus the United States cannot have leadership without strength. At the same time, he recognizes that the United States, quote, must be aware of the rise of emerging economies and its impact on the New World Order," end quote. Part of this era of Chinese handouts included the buyout of Smithfield Packing Company, the largest pig and pork producer in the world.
Yes, folks, it's 300 years of tradition and taste you savor when you ask for a Smithfield barbecue, James River brand, at our refreshment center.
Find a taste and lose your mind.
Yeah! Bought out by what was then known as Shenghui Group for $4.72 billion in 2013. It was the largest Chinese acquisition of an American company to date. The acquisition of Smithfield's 146,000 acres of land made Shenghui Group, headquartered in China's Hainan province, one of the largest overseas owners of American farmland in the world. In addition to owning over 500 farms in the U.S., Smithfield contracts with another 2,000 independent farms around the country to grow Smithfield's famous holiday hams.
Is the food supply going to be protected? At the end of the day, is China going to pick the Chinese versus America? Because they'll now control what percentage of the U.S. pork production. It'll be a very large percentage.
I think to your constituents back home, it's the same old Smithfield. Nothing's going to change. This is going to be an American company. We're going to continue to operate like an American company, and we're going to continue to protect these brands.
Shenghui is buying Smithfield for its brand name and to assuage the horrible reputation that China has so far as food production goes and exports of food. It's gene technology. Our competitors will now be dealing with a Shenghui Smithfield that's as inscrutable as any other Chinese company. Any sorts of information will not be made public, for example. It'll go through that morass of Chinese dissemination.
China's looking at this as an opportunity to feed their people.
One of the concerns or questions I have is whether or not your brand, which will be put on Chinese pork, which has been less than stellar, is going to be a problem for your brand down the road.
I have spoken to people in China, and this acquisition is being very carefully monitored. There are other companies that are waiting in the wings to buy more companies.
However, as Reuters reported, Arnold Silver, Smithfield's director of raw materials procurement, said at a recent industry conference that sales to China could eventually create bacon and ham shortages for American consumers. The outbreak of African swine fever has killed up to half of China's hog herd since August of 2018 and pushed prices so high that Chinese importers are willing to pay hefty tariffs. U.S. pork producers say China's losses from the disease have created a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for sales.
Officials in Shanghai are weighing in on the effects of thousands of dead pigs that have been discovered over the course of last week, and they've admitted that the quality of the drinking water was in fact affected.
Shanghai authorities are going back on statements last week that the water in this river is safe to drink. More than 9,000 pigs have now been found floating down the Huangpu River. Initial water samples revealed trace amounts of a common pig virus, the novo coronavirus.
Shanghai could insert local hogs and re-export processed food back to the U.S. under the Smithfield brand.
The shipping off of American pork to China during a pandemic caused by the Chinese shouldn't sit well with any American.
But now the World Food Program analysis shows also, due to the coronavirus, that an additional 130 million people could be pushed to the brink of starvation by the end of 2020. That's a total of 265 million people.
Meanwhile, China just reported another case of African swine fever, just one in a dozen cases in the last 2 months, devastating the Chinese herd and increasing demand from U.S. pig farms. And now the Chinese coronavirus threatens American food producers. China's coronavirus is nothing short of an act of war disguised in no-fault propaganda, putting millions out of work, decimating small businesses, bringing our education system to a standstill, and undermining our food supply, while China openly celebrates the death of American democracy. John Bound reporting.
By the media, controlled by the government, controlled by the elite, is nothing more than house arrest while they construct the 5G towers.
Every single day, patients are lining up outside here, many of them with cold and flu-like symptoms. They come here to be tested.
This is bad. People are dying. We don't have the tools that we need.
People waiting in the cold to get care. The hospital tells us every day they're working to increase the capacity of this hospital by flooding it with nurses and doctors and equipment.
Outside, it's swamped with New Yorkers waiting in long lines to get tested for the coronavirus.
This is the emergency room, and you would expect, if you believe the mainstream media, that this emergency room would be overflowing with people. And as you can tell, there are no people here.
America is not prepared, and nurses are not being protected.
Coronavirus! Shit's real! Shit's getting real!
I quit my job today. I went into work, and I was assigned to a COVID patient on an ICU unit that has been converted to a designated COVID unit.
It's like a war zone.
None of the nurses are wearing masks, not even surgical masks, in the hallways when they're giving report to each other.
Everybody is terrified.
I had my own N95 mask. I told my manager I understand we're short on supplies, but let me protect myself. Let me feel safe. I have family that I have to come home to, and the way things are looking, this isn't going to get any better. America is not prepared, and nurses are not being protected.
You got a big booty, big, big booty, what you got a big booty, big,
big booty. The America that we've known and loved, the America that was the land of the free, home of the brave, is dying right now. And everything our enemies are doing is about domesticating us, shutting us down, and making us dependent on them. The food shortages have begun. The depression is going to be long and very, very serious. In fact, it's probably too late now to even turn back. Trump tried to stop it. but the mainstream media working with the Chi-Com has blocked it. That's why you and myself, everybody else, has to get prepared now. Do not wait. It's not about the virus. It's about the economic chaos that's going to be unleashed in the next 6 months to a year. Get your high-quality, storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. They're available again, but for a limited time. The food supply is running out. There are major shortages. This is a globalist siege, a globalist lockdown, globalist terrorism. But we, the people, the patriots, have to be prepared. We've already been proven right about prepping so far. We'll get ready to be really proven right. Get your storable foods now at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Right now.
their mortal souls are in our hands right now. So we better get out of the comas, get out of the dream state, and get conscious right now, because this isn't a drill. It's not a simulation. It's the jumping off point into the universe. All right. More and more, you're probably noticing when we start the broadcast that I hear a lot of the special reports and things, and it's I just keep telling you the truth. I am choking here on air. Because all of the theoreticals, all the things we knew the globalists were planning, that we predicted, are now here. And we already can't save millions of people that are starving to death and going to die because of this. And the tens of millions that are set to starve to death, and that's really the prime objective of turning the world economy off, is to starve hundreds of millions to death. And on the one hand, the leftists and the globalists celebrate that and say that's a good thing. And on the other hand, they tell us, do whatever we say, lock down your economy to save a few people, when they're the ones locking it down to kill people. And it's so incredibly crystal clear and obvious and admitted and not even debated by them what they're doing. It's mind-boggling. It's mind-blowing. Imagine you're at the park, and there's a neighborhood by the park, and there's a waterfall, a spillway coming off a river into the lake. And you're sitting there cooking hot dogs and hamburgers with your kids. It's like, you know, 11 o'clock on a Sunday, and you see like a two-year-old come out from behind a fence at a house. You go, oh, who's watching that two-year-old? You see the two-year-old run over to the spillway, and you see the two-year-old starting to get in the spillway. You just start running the 200 yards, and you see the two-year-old in the spillway, and the two-year-old's under the water. And, you know, you had the instinct, you cared. You ran over there. You jumped in. The child sucks in water. They're underwater 30 seconds. You get them out. You know, back when you were on the swim team, 30 years before, you got a fire department basic course on CPR. You pump the water out of their lungs. They cough it up. You save them. But imagine seeing that 2.5-year-old toddler that got out of the unlocked back gate while mama was watching sitcoms or whatever, or daddy was, you know, tuning up his engine on his race car, whatever was going on in the house. Imagine you saw that 2-year-old, and you said, ah, there's too many people anyways. And you sat back, and you put a big, juicy slab of beef with cheese on that bun, put onions on there, mustard, mayo, lettuce, a couple jalapenos. You just sat back and watched that child go in that water and went, I don't care about what happens to that child because there's too many people. That's Bill Gates. But Bill Gates isn't just sitting back grilling a hamburger while he watches that. He's the one unlatching the back gate. He's the one midwifing the AI dehumanization takeover. And so people say, man, Jones used to not be as good on air, but he used to be happier, and now he seems crazy. And you're damn right, I'm real crazy now. Because I read all this and saw them saying all this, and I saw them beta testing it, and I couldn't believe people didn't stop them. And now they're pulling the trigger, going operational. You know, beta phase is over. Beta is over. And now we're into phase one, world government AI robot takeover with forced inoculations, with a DNA vaccine that alters your DNA and programs you for death when certain wavelengths are then energized into your cells. And they have the patents on that. But, you know, I shouldn't be negative, because last night I was driving home and I pulled up to a red light, and a black woman in her Ford F-150 rolled down the window and said, "We love you, Alex, and Bill Gates is going to burn in hell." Then this morning, was walking through a parking lot, and a guy drove by in a plumbing repair truck. It wasn't a van, it was a truck. And he rolls down the window and he goes, F Bill Gates, we're winning. Alex, keep it up. A good old boy, redneck. That's in a 24-hour period, folks, and I'm not out on the streets very much. I put my head out. People ride by and go, Bill Gates is the enemy. You are our champion. Destroy him. Well, I'm not your champion. You're your champion. Christ is your champion. But that's the solace I've got. I walk in the office this morning at 8:30. I walk in to the business side of the office. We're doing accounting. And I look at the accountant and I go, how you doing? He goes, Bill Gates is being destroyed online like no one's ever seen. Everything we've talked about is now openly being discussed. We're winning. And I looked at him and I said, yeah, prepare for the main assault. They're about to attack us really bad. But thanks to the listeners. Thanks to the viewers. Thanks to all the radio stations. Thanks to Matt Drudge, whatever he did back in the past, helping us get this point. You know, it may be another world over there now, but, you know, doesn't matter. Thanks to all of you and what you did. We together are in a real fighting position, and the globalists are freaked out, man, because they're coming with the drones, they're coming with the robots, they're coming with the forced inoculations, and Bill Gates is on TV going, 700,000 people are going to die and get sick from my vaccine. He's being sued in Africa and in the subcontinent of India. He's being sued in Russia and Japan by governments because the kids get sick from the vaccines and die. So he's on TV saying, we need to get laws passed to indemnify me worldwide. I'm talking about Bill Gates. So here's how it's happening. They thought on Good Friday to rub it into Catholics. You say what you want about the Catholic Church and its problems. But the people of the Catholic Church are good people on average that I've met, great people. On Good Friday to rub it in your nose, to rub your nose in it, they came out and they said, we're going to put a satanic high priestess on TV and all this for Microsoft ad. Everyone rejected it. They pulled the ad. So, again, they keep thinking they're running the old playbook and we're here putting up with it, but we're not. So as crazy it is to be in the zeitgeist. These globalists would love power. They'd love people to actually listen to them. Because they're totally cut off. And it means nothing to just have power for no reason. As I become more Christ-like, and believe me, I'm far from Christ, I realize the pain, actually. Because as your consciousness increases, and as you become more engaged with the universe, at this level, with all this evil going on, you can feel and see it, and it tortures you. And so you want to fix things and make it good, which is the Christ energy on the earth. But first, you've got to feel the pain. And I feel the pain now. Oh, my God, I wanted enlightenment. I prayed for it a trillion times. And now, as I become closer to it, I could just not even imagine the infinities of pain Christ went through. Because we're not even a universe away from where Christ went. I can feel.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packers packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Almost 160 million jobs in this country now, the most ever, by far the most ever. The number of jobs, almost 160 million. So we can't turn that off and think it's going to be wonderful. There'll be tremendous repercussions. There will be a tremendous death from that. Death. You know, you're talking about death. Probably more death from that than anything that we're talking about with respect to the virus.
Well, there you go. That was from over 5 weeks ago. You know, while we sit here watching TV, listening to radio, the country has been put into artificial cardiac arrest. And I read these articles not just by mainstream media, but also read these articles from some called patriot groups. And they love the publicity that, oh, they're the heroes. They're standing up to the virus. And if you just wear the mask, and if you just stay indoors, and if you just do what you're told while we go into an endless depression, it'll save some lives. And if you don't do that, you're killing people's future. You're a murderer. But the truth is, it's the people pushing this that are the murderers. It's called triage. You can look that up in medical parlance, in medical nomenclature. And triage is where you only got so many beds and so many doctors and so much medicine. And so if you walk up and there's 30 people that just got bombed by a truck bomb, and some are totally dead, you know they're dead. Others are flopping around, arms and legs blown off. And you can only help so many. Well, you first get to the people you think you can save. And so the whole primary mission of this war-gamed globalist worldwide lockdown was to devastate the third world and cause mass starvation and death. And that's now confirmed. The UN says it was 2 million a month ago. Now we're saying it's 30 million starving to death. It'll be 100 million starving to death in the next year and a half if we don't do something. Give us money. But, of course, the United Nations isn't going to help. Here's a shot right here for you if you want an overhead shot. Coronavirus pandemic will cause famine of biblical proportions. But that's not sexy. Nobody's writing about that. Hell, other talk show hosts that are supposedly patriots aren't. They don't give a damn about Africans starving to death by the millions or people in the Middle East or Asia or Latin America. No, 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 no. Why? Let's put up on the board the global amount of infections and fetishize that when it's based on what did the White House Task Force say. Feds classifying all coronavirus patients deaths as COVID-19 regardless of cause. Oh, and maybe we can show folks a shot of that. I mean, there that is right there. See? Government's classifying all deaths by patients with coronavirus as COVID-19 deaths. That's Fox News. But see, that's not sexy. Wearing a mask, getting into the fear, all this is sexy. It's fun. It's cool. And you're patted on the head. People say, you're a hero. Good job. All right. Here's what I'm going to do. I have intended to want to take calls today. We also have a guest joining us. And I have not yet done what I came here to do today because this is really, really important information. I got taken off balance by a lot of stuff today. And I'm not going to blame anybody here in this office for it. But this is just not normal times. This is not the buildup to the New World Order. We have days to turn this around before it's irrevocable worldwide depression and hell on earth. And incredibly positive things are happening, too, that I haven't even gotten to. And there's a lot of hope. But I look at the general public, and they have no idea how much trouble they're in or the situations this planet has entered. But this is a globalist death sentence to the third world. And whereas I don't want to be overrun by the third world who's weaponized and have my wages drop because of them, I'm not their enemy. And if you just go, oh, that's the third world, and just kind of go along with them being wiped out, that's the ultimate sin right there, folks. It's abortion to the next level. And it's happening right now. And this is all part of this globalist satanic seduction that's taking place right now. So when somebody tells you, oh, we can't open America back up, we've got to keep the economy shut down, remember, hundreds of millions will end up starving to death in the next few years, 30 million dying right now. And they go, oh, but if we lock everyone down, we'll save thousands. And you go, yeah, but millions are dying. And they just go, oh, you don't want to save people. I'm with the mainstream media. And they just repeat that sick statement back at you because they want the praise of the media. And they know they're going to be praised for saying it. AOC says we need a national work boycott. Yeah, how about folks walk off of the nuclear power plants? How about we have blackouts? How about the reactors blow up? How about folks at the power stations leave? How about folks at the hospitals walk off? This is a communist, a globalist move to shut the country down, and AOC has never been happier. Speaking of communism, I'm not a communist. We're funded by viewers and listeners like you, and we have affordable food available again. Other companies lie to you and say they have it when they don't. We have it. It's high quality. It's very affordably priced. It's the best company out there. That's why I went out and got them. Our information is cutting edge. So are our sponsors and our products. InfoWarsStore.com. My Patriot runs the back end. They take the orders. You go not ahead of folks. You go right in the queue with their orders as well. It's the same group. It's just we're just one of their main order. We're their biggest distributor, actually. They're number one. We're number two. And their next 10 distributors don't even add up to what we do. We are second only to the company. We are the company, and they are awesome, and that's why they're the biggest now, is because they're good, and people love their food, and it's high quality, and it's very affordably priced. So if you've been procrastinating about being self-sufficient, food is the place to start, and you need to get your orders in now, because they told me, they said, yeah, we're not selling to government or to institutions, but we know there's front groups buying the food up. They've opened now four more plants, not just two more. They got like eight plants now or something. And they're just up on overdrive, FDA inspected, all that stuff. And they said, I talked to them a few days ago, and they said, well, if it keeps like this in a few weeks, we'll have to pause orders. I talked to them this morning, and they said, we might pause orders by next Monday. Because it's just crazy what's going on. It's absolutely insane what's unfolding. And I don't have a tick fixing my collar. This collar keeps sinking into my jacket. It's just time to get affordable food, folks. And obviously, I'm selling something I believe in. I'm selling something that's pertinent. I'm selling something that's high quality for you. And I need to stay on air to fund ourselves, so it's a win-win. But you need affordable food. Now is the time to take action. And I would get your orders in now before it's too late. I mean, they're talking about the states going bankrupt and it all going down. The oil is at 0%. I'm selling snow cones in frickin' hell, man. I'm like a snow cone operator in Hades, and I've got ice cold, delicious snow cones here. You need to get these. We will be in the position where you won't even be able to order the food soon. The food lines are already starting. The food banks ran out of food weeks ago. The warehouses are almost empty. The farms are breaking down. Most farms are factory now. If two people out of 100 get sick with COVID-19, just show they have a fever. They just, everyone panics and flops around and pees on themselves and shuts the company down. And that chain reaction is just devastating. We've been put into an economic cardiac arrest. It is absolutely, totally insane. It is absolutely out of control. And I just want to encourage people, while you still can, to get affordable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. Whether it's a 3-month, a 6-month, a 1 year, a 3 year, they've got them all. They're high quality. They have special diet foods, all of it. But believe me, we're going to be here in a week or two saying no more food sales. And then after that, it may not ever be again for a while. I mean, they have engineered a depression. We tried to stop it. And now I'm just moving into defense mode. I mean, I finally got out in the country, got the well done, put the trailer out there. I mean, I'm already waiting for the lights to go off. I mean, I hope it doesn't happen, but I've never been in defense mode. I've just, for my children, I'm now moving into defense mode.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.